What's going on, y'all? We are back at it again. This is episode 7, and we are back in New Jersey. Shout out to all my Jerseyans. We are in the building. I am back. I've been gone for so long, and I couldn't wait to come back to talk to my people and give you guys another podcast episode. So here we are again, episode 7, 82 Seconds with Cuddy. If you've been tapped in since episode 1, the pilot episode, there's going to be things in there that are not going to happen on this episode. So you can best believe you can stay tuned in. Welcome back. If you've missed it, Worldwide Tunes is officially out now. If you guys remember, in my last podcast, I mentioned the things of waiting for the right opportunity. Well, this is a great opportunity to, after you're done listening to this, to go listen to Worldwide Tunes exclusively on Spinrilla and on YouTube. Somebody stole my mixtape, put it on their YouTube channel. Very strange. But nonetheless, that's where you can find it at. So I hope you guys listen. Hope you guys tune in. And we're going to get started with 82 Seconds with Cuddy. Let's start it off right. You guys know where I'm going with this. Moves with Cuddy. You know it's quarantine, so it ain't a lot of moves that can be made, huh? Well, let's talk about Worldwide Tunes. Again, it's officially out now. This is what the Moves with Cuddy is about, because there was a lot of moves going into this project that I want to talk to you guys about, that you get kind of the behind-the-scenes scoop on, while everybody else in the world just gets to see all of the moves being made. If you are an artist on the tape, then you know that the tape was coming with a billboard. If you haven't listened to the tape, which I don't know why you haven't yet, you can click the link inside of my bio, Worldwide Tunes on Spinrilla. We got a billboard for it. It came out. So here's the thing. Now that it's all out, I get to tell you guys the backstory of everything that went on. So let me tell you guys about this. So I copped the billboard, right? Bam. This is how it was supposed to go. So if you listen to my last podcast, I was in North Carolina. So what I was going to do was, the day that it released, I set the billboard an hour before it came out. Now, it's a weekly billboard, so it's going to go up for a week. But I wanted that to be like my introduction picture for Worldwide Tunes. You see a big billboard, and you see me in front of it. So I drove 45 minutes to my billboard location, which I purchased a week before. And I go there, mind you, it was raining real bad. Like, this was like almost like a Mission Impossible trip. It was raining, I was driving, it's already 45 minutes. If you are familiar with North Carolina, you know 45 minutes is actually 45 minutes. Like, you're going to feel every minute, every second of that 45 minutes. So I get to the location. Once I get there, the billboard's not even fucking in the location that I'm at. I'm pissed. I'm like going crazy. I'm calling the billboard people. I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on with my billboard? My shit's not up here. I paid you guys. So let me tell you what happened, right? My billboard was unavailable. Somebody had already purchased my time. Fucking assholes. So they told me, okay, we're just going to move your billboard location. We're going to use the budget, everything that you previously had for this billboard, and put it on another billboard. They didn't tell me where. So I'm like, so y'all just going, that's just how. I'm like, well, I need a picture of it. If you can't send me a picture of it, like, what was the point of getting the billboard? I have to get the billboard so I can show the artist and show everybody else, because I already told them they were going to get a billboard. So they were like, okay, well, we have this thing called POP where we take a picture of the billboard for you and we can send it to you for proof of presentation, whatever. We're going to say presentation for right now because I don't know what the other P stands for. So they send me, so I get off the phone with them, right? Bam, I'm pissed. I just drove 45 minutes. My billboard location is not even here. I don't have a billboard up, and my mixtape comes out in an hour. So I had to, if you were on my Instagram, I had to drop the motion cover picture, and the billboard didn't come until a couple of days after. So don't know where the billboard's at. Fast forward 3 days, I get an email. Hey, your billboard is up and running. I'm like, okay, let me check the location. Location is Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. I'm like, okay, that's a good, because originally the place was going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was going to start it in Charlotte. I was going to go to Atlanta, go to Chicago, go to Philadelphia, and then end in New Jersey. So now that my plan got messed up, I think it actually happened for the better. I'm happy my first ever billboard was in Los Angeles, California. That's dope. I love LA. So hopefully now when I go out there, people are like, hey, I seen you on the billboard. You're the Cudi guy, right? You got the Worldwide Tunes out. That's I can hear exclusively on weonjersey.com. Is that correct? I'm like, that's right. Or you can go to Spinrilla and you can listen on there. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. I was real happy about that. So everything worked out. Even, you know, it didn't work out in the beginning. So the billboard came. So for everybody, now that you look at the billboard, you'll be like, damn, I know the backdrop behind that story. I know he had to wait. I know he was supposed to get it a day before. He was supposed to take a picture in front of the billboard. That didn't work out. So you guys now know the backstory of the billboard. So everything didn't work out, but it kind of did work out. You know, I got a billboard in Los Angeles, California for a whole week. I'm cool with it. I was 100% cool with it. It's way better than Charlotte. Like, what? We made it to Genius. That's another dope addition to the tape. I had already set up with my blogs that were going to push my tape, premiere it, and then I came across a Genius Connect. So if you go to genius.com and you type in Cudi, I will pop up. You will see Worldwide Tunes. You will also see the interview I did with We Are Jersey Magazine. So if you've missed that, again, don't know how you missed it, you can go on my page, you can watch it. It's all on the Genius website. So I was 100% stoked for that. I was able to send that out to the artists. They were real happy about that. It gives me just some type of enlightenment when people tell me, you know, I always wanted to be on Genius and then I started working with you. And then to see the blog write up that happened on Genius, it was just like a great moment for me to be a part of it. That's why I do all of these moves that I do, because I want to bring that first time to somebody. I want to be a part of your journey. I want to help you get to the next level. And I honestly want to make your dreams come true. So Genius picked up the blog, you know, picked up the mixtape, which is ironic because Genius only does albums. They probably do mixtapes if you're a large, you know, nigga, if you're like Future or like Drake. But if you're Cudi, I mean, and you're on Genius and you have a mixtape, I mean, that's pretty fucking big. You know what I'm saying? So it's kudos to fucking Cudi for getting on Genius. So we got a billboard. We made it to Genius, man. We're at 350,000 impressions on the mixtape so far. We're at 2,000 views. I wish everybody that's seen it wanted to listen to it. So still trying to get that turnover rate fixed. But was seen by 350,000 people, man. I just checked the numbers last night. I'm super happy about that. Over more than 1,000 people clicked on it from my promotion. So just reaching out to different countries and having them tap in with us from talent that's from New Jersey, New York, California, is just absolutely amazing. And then, let's see, what else do I have to tell you guys? Oh, yeah, I made it to the front page of Hood Illustrated. That's a top blog down south. You know, I made it to the front page of them. To raphead.com. They're another big blog inside of their city. So the tape just hit all expectations. I think I really set the bar for people when they sign up for these mixtape opportunities. If you didn't get a billboard out of it, if you didn't make it to Genius and you weren't front page some goddamn blog. Oh, and let me not, of course, I got to shout out my sponsor, Spinrilla. Spinrilla put us on the front page of Spinrilla. We were on the front page for like 3 days. You know, of course, other projects came in and pushed mine out of the way. But so shout out to Spinrilla. They put me on the front page of their website. I was on the front page of Jersey Watch. Of course, you can go to weonjerseywatch.com to check that website out. That's probably the best website I was hyped to be on. Jersey Watch, man, they're a real dope blog coming out of New Jersey, supporting the Jersey talents, and I'm one of them. So I'm happy to be on their page. You know what I'm saying? Jersey Watch. We on jerseywatch.com. Shout out to our sponsor of the tape. Shout out to Spinrilla one last time. Shout out to all the artists on there. I got plenty of heavy hitters on there. I got Ghetto Reese. I got Body Red. I got Silent. I got MC Dreddy. I got Malik J. I got Tanera Da Vinci. I got Teddy Martin. I got YNR Mills. And of course, we have our headliner, Joe Rivers, with her hit song, Getting It, coming out of Camden, New Jersey. I'm happy that she's headlining the tape, actually. Everybody loves her song on there, so if you haven't, go listen to Worldwide Tunes. Go listen to Getting It by Joe Rivers. It is currently our leading single. So, I believe I've caught you guys on up. I've built up this hype for the tape well enough to where if you didn't hear it, you have to go tune in. So, Worldwide Tunes, exclusively on Spinrilla and YouTube because somebody stole my mixtape. But I'm okay with that. The more people that get to hear it, the better, right? Moving on, though. So that's Worldwide Tunes. That's Moves with Cudi. If you missed it, again, we made it to Genius. We made having our own billboard. And we made front page of Spinrilla and all those other websites that I named. Shout out to all of them for supporting the tape and the movement. I thank y'all. Now we're moving on to the next subject, though. Advice with Cudi. So, my advice tip comes from multiple things. One, the recent success I've had with my mixtape, Worldwide Tunes. If you haven't, go listen to it on Spinrilla or weonjerseywatch.com, the number one blog in New Jersey right now. Advice with Cudi, man. So Master P did an interview about 3 days ago. You can find that on Hip Hop DX. And he talks about ownership, and he talks about Nipsey Hussle, and he talks about all of the things that he manifested, you know, the rap snacks, the rap noodles. He's currently working on his own rice, grits, maybe oatmeal, anything inside of the bakery options in the morning. Uncle P's, that's going to be his new line he's going to be putting out. And it really touched me, you know what I'm saying? This last year has been up and down for me. And the one thing that I've gotten out of this year, 100%, is ownership. Let's say it one more time for the people in the back that ain't get to hear this. We're talking about ownership. Yeah. Ownership. Advice with Cudi, man. Ownership. You want to try to own as much as possible and give out the least as possible of everything that you own. You know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about this. I was working on it. I'm working on an app. I'm not going to say I was working on an app. And I also was working on my website. And one of the website designers said, yeah, I'll design your website. I'll make it a dumb popping website. I need 40% of the company, though. Ooh-wee, that's a lot. Ownership, man. It's like, I would have basically been paying him to design my website. So it's like, once he designed it, after that, you're just getting paid off of my own hard work. Or I could pay somebody to design my website, give them their flat fee, because they own that. You know what I'm saying? They own their own creative rights to create my website however they like it, as long as I like it too. And then afterwards, it's like, okay, now I can collect my equity that I've put into my company. You know what I'm saying? So ownership, man. Try to find anything to own your stuff. You know, like artists nowadays, they want to get signed. You can do everything a label's going to do for you. The only thing a label's going to do for you is the footwork that you can do yourself. As in distributing your music. You can do that. You can pay for promotion. People aren't with paying for promotion. Cool. You don't have to. Let the label do it. The label owns 40% of your masters anyway. Who cares, right? It's not like you own 100% of everything. Or you could pay for promotion and you can own 100% of your masters. Sounds like a good thing to me, if you ask me. And then even with distribution, you know, he mentioned with his manufacturing, he's trying to figure out how can I cut out my manufacturing tab? I'm paying somebody this much when I could be doing it myself or outsourcing on my own and paying way less and putting more back into my company. So ownership is 100%, man. Before y'all sign any motherfucking contracts, make sure you just own some shit. Like, all right, if I've If you want to sign me to Def Jam, I need 5% of Def Jam, even after the contract's done, because y'all, like, I just don't want nothing. I gotta own something. For me to put 100% in, I gotta own something. So, you know, I know I'm rambling. I just want you guys to really understand ownership. That's it. I just want you to own something. You just gotta start. Don't be scared of failing. And don't think, oh, well, they could just do it for me and then I'll just, you know, sit under their wing while they do all the work because they got this big, big, big. It's not gonna work. Ownership. Focus on outsourcing, doing things yourself, you know, paying your people, hiring your people for your company to work for you, so you can get the best product out, because you can get the best product from somewhere else, but again, they own it, so you don't fully own it. So again, the main thing I want to talk about, again, ownership. That's really it. I know I'm really rambling, but that's really my advice for you guys. Focus on ownership. If you can give back in any way, if you can help in any way, if you can do any of that and put your name on it, that's the best gift right there. Because even after you die, you know, your kids have something, your kids' kids have something, their kids have something because you own that. So 100%, keep that into consideration before you do anything, before you make any moves. Do I still have all of my creative control? Will I be able to do this? Will I be able to do that? How much ownership do I have? I think those are things we bypass because people just throw, well, I'll give you $100,000. Oh, yeah, you'll give me $100,000 to take 50% of my ownership? All right, cool. Because they just see the 100K. Try to figure out a way to make things work for you so that you own something. So that in the end, if anybody fucks you, at least you have a piece of the pie. So you ain't getting totally fucked out of the whole pie. You understand what I'm saying? That's just my big thing. I want people to own things. Me, coming from a contract to a non to be independent now, I've learned I'm not signing another contract unless it's 100% like benefiting me, like pushing me to a new level and building more equity for me. That's it. I don't want to build the equity for another company. And then once I'm done, it's like, well, thanks for everything that you have contributed. You are a part of our journey, but now you're a part of our past. So there's that. Thanks for giving us X amount of time of your whatever, whether it be a year, whether it be a couple months, whether it be a day. Thanks for that. Thanks for that free game. You gave it to us. Yeah, thanks. So just coming from my own situation, you know, again, I'm coming from a contract. I just wish I would have did a little bit things a little bit more different, but things worked out the way they did, and I'm happy that everything did, because now I'm focused on more. I need a percentage, I need ownership, I need this. If you can't do this for me, I will figure out somebody who can do it, because I'm not pressed on just opening up my arms and taking anything that you give me. So ownership, guys, ownership. Use it in your own way, whether you're listening to this and you're a small business or you're an artist or you're a creative, whatever, figure out a way to own it, to have some pieces in it, to get some percentages out of it, because that's how we win. If you don't know, it's a Black Lives Matter movement going on. And our main thing is, I mean, we destroying shit we don't own. Yeah. And then we destroying shit that we do own. But I mean, we don't really own it, so we just think the outside people own it. So we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the rioters, when they were attacking the black companies, they didn't know. Because, again, they just thought, oh, there's another white company. We're just going to do this. Like, no, gee. We got to protect our block. And that starts by buying back the block. So let's work on ownership. Let's work on getting a couple LLCs started up and running. Let's worry about getting, you know, a couple houses built. Let's buy a couple convenience stores. And let's own something so we can contribute back to the world. So that's my advice with Cuddy. I ain't going to stretch too much on that. I think y'all get it. And if y'all don't, you can DM me on Instagram at the T-H-E official C-U-T-T-Y Cuddy. The official Cuddy. You can DM me on Instagram and we can have a whole conversation about ownership moving forward and how I can get you into ownership and steps and all the things of that nature. I'm not going to take on my podcaster's time. talking about that, but just know that that's my advice for you guys, man. Chase after owning more things than just being a part of things. Because once you're a part of it, they try to scale you out of it by taking away your ownership. But if you take your ownerships from the beginning, it will never be taken from you. Just remember that. So let's talk about the news, man. It ain't been a lot of news that we want to talk about, you know, because it's still COVID-19 somewhere. And they're still making us wear masks, so that sucks. But we do got some news topics to talk about, so let's get straight to it. If you guys missed it, which I don't know how you can miss this, this is probably one of the things I was waiting for the whole day. Even though I did miss it, I went back to watch it. Fab versus Jadakiss. Come on now, we got two legends going hit for hit. If you guys ain't watched that, I don't know what y'all was watching, because I wanted to watch that thing. Okay, I had a great time watching it. Let me give you guys kind of like a recap. Fabulous kind of ran away with it. I'm going to just be honest with you guys, all right? I feel like Fab just completely took off from the first song. Bam! And he never looked back. It was like Jadakiss, he made a couple of turns where it was like, oh, snap! Jadakiss got the bangers! But it was like, I feel like even the one song that he was supposed to do, he didn't do. Like the Welcome to D-Block, he did it. But then he freestyled it a little bit, and then it was like you just gave Fab the upper hand again. Like, you was just doing a bad job. It was just like, how I took it as, we really see how versatile your catalog is when we're doing these hit for hits. Because Fab had hits that were for the guys, Fab had hits that was for the ladies, Fab had slow hits, Fab had real hits. Jadakiss, if you're a fan of Jadakiss, you know what Jadakiss is going to give you. That's how I feel about Jadakiss. Because he doesn't have bad songs. I just don't think he has a versatile catalog. I mean, when he does features, his features are versatile. But I feel like what he spit into you is always going to be that real street Jadakiss. You already know. And so I think that's what kind of held him down. Just by listening, I was like, wow, I never noticed how many, like, rap records you really have until you sit down and you go through 20 Jadakiss songs and you're like, wow, you ain't got nothing else, huh? This was it? This is what you got? You know, Fab pulled this song out and Jadakiss just pulls this joint out. So it's like, we're really seeing the diversity of people's catalogs right now, like, because we're digging real deep and then we're doing real recent. Like, so Fab versus Jadakiss, I just want to let you know, Fab ran away with it. I feel like he just had more versatility, I'll say that. He hit different markets. He was able to attract different people, and that's why he was successful. Jadakiss, I think it was a learning tool for you. I mean, you're a little bit on your way out, because you're not old, but I feel like, you know, you're not trying to prove to anybody anymore, because you're Jadakiss, we all know you. But I think, you know, moving forward, if you want to drop some music, you can use that session for your own goodness, because you can be like, all right, well, how can I versatile up my catalog real quick? Let me touch the ladies, let me touch this over here. You do have hits like that. I'm just saying you, though, your rapping style, not your features. So, moving on to the next subject, man. Fab basically took home the Fab versus Jada. It was an amazing battle, though. There was no, again, we're not saying Fab is better than Jadakiss, because they're both top 10 artists. What I'm saying is, if I had to compare the two, I would much rather listen to Fab than listen to Jadakiss, if I had to listen to 20 songs straight. That's what I'm saying. But another thing that doesn't really make sense that we're going to tap into, you know, Will and Jada got this open relationship going on. We kind of all knew that. We got some new news, though, and it's a little disturbing. So August Alsina, if I'm saying your name wrong, I've probably been saying your name wrong for years, so I'm sorry. He recently let us know that Will Smith gave him the blessing, which Jada Smith denied. Just so the world clear here, she did deny it. That Will Smith gave August the blessing to be with Jada Pinkett Smith. So it's like when you hear about it and you're like, oh yeah, Jaden and Will are in an open relationship, it's like, oh yeah, cool, like whatever, like. Then it's like when a situation like this comes up, you fail to realize that what they were talking about was really real and things like this really happen in the world. So my question for you guys is, we're going to keep this real simple. How do you feel about like having an open relationship? I think some people on the aspect was like, well, when you're with one person for years, things can get boring and blah, 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 blah. I don't want to cheat. And then you talk to other people that say, well, I ain't gonna let nobody put another dick in this pussy I've been fucking. So it's like you got two aspects of the situation that you can play off of. Some people think, you know, it's okay, you know, as long as we both know and, you know, we both are in it, it's like, whatever. And then there's some people that are like, I'm not sharing. Me, I'm not one of those people. I can't share. That would mess with my mental. And then imagine if someone has better sex game than you. Then it's like, are you thinking about them while you're having sex with me? Like, are we ever going to have the same sex again? Because now you've experienced this new penis that came inside of you. Like, this is a lot that goes into that. Like, one, I don't want another, like, I don't even want to be looked at as that. Like, another guy looking at me like, yeah, I fucked your wife. Yeah, it was pretty good. Her pussy's good. Like, that alone to me is, like, out of this world. I'm trying to figure out, we're getting more into a sense of everybody needs to be more open. You know, the gays are being way more accepted, the LGBT. Oh, that's all the same thing, LGBT and gays, huh? Well, I guess I'll call them LGBT just so that they don't crucify me. The LGBT community is being more accepted. You know, not knowing your gender is being more accepted. And open relationships, I guess, right now are being more accepted. I just want to know the question of what happened to one and one relationships where it was one girl, one guy, they're together, you know, they last about 30, 40 years, one of them dies, and then they just move on, and you know what I mean? Like, well, not dies, but what happened to just people just being in a regular relationship? I feel like things are getting so complex the more the years go on. Like, now you're able to have another partner. Now you're able to, like, you know, back in the day, we shunned upon stuff like this. You know, Cheaters. We had the show called Cheaters. Now it's like, it's almost like, you know, I was listening to Meg Thee Stallion the other day, and I'm just like, it's almost like we want everybody to be cheating now. It's almost like if you're loyal, it's not cool no more. Or if you want to stick to one person, it's not cool. Like, when did we get inside of this phase? When was, what? If you listen to even music now, it's like we're all talking about either dogging bitches or dogging niggas. What happened? Well, what if I love my girl? Because I'm in a healthy relationship. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? We have our ups and downs, but we handle them between us. And that's what I'm trying to pitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring back, you know, black love, two-parent households, whole bunch of stuff. And it's just like, I just don't see the new terms that are going on in the world. So I want to know your reaction to it when you found out that another nigga was fucking Will Smith's wife publicly. Not behind the wraps. Because now we don't know how many dicks Ben and Jada. We don't know how many bitches Will's fucked. Personally, none of my business. I just want to know your opinion on it. Basically, I want to know, would you do something like that? Are you open to something like that? You know, it's 2020. It's a new year. People are doing new things. Are you willing to share your mate, basically? And what is your reaction for afterwards? It's like, what do you do if, you know, you see a letter from your daughter saying that they want someone else to be their daddy? Yeah. Just to kind of touch on that, Willow wrote a letter to Tupac saying, come back, we miss you, mommy misses you, I just want us all to be happy again. So I know Will Smith had to have seen that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, like, we're in an open relationship, she's allowed to do this. How do you feel? Your daughter is saying to another man, I wish you were here instead of my dad. How? So I just want to know you guys' reactions. That's my reaction. I've told you my reaction. I'm leaving it where it's at. Jada and Will Smith, man, you guys can do whatever the fuck you want because it's your relationship. So, again, my opinion doesn't really even fucking matter. I'm just a fucking podcaster, and I'm just giving my opinion to my people. and I want my people to give me theirs. That's it. As we touch on this last subject, though, I do want to talk about Black excellence. If you haven't known, I'm going to put you on game. Kanye West just signed a 10-year deal with Gap. Black excellence. We are back in the game, baby. We were once $43 million in debt. Now we're $6.4 billion up. Let's fucking get it. Kanye signs a 10-year deal with Gap. Gap is hoping to bring in $1 billion annual sales signing Kanye. That's why they did a 10-year deal with him. He has a 5-year negotiation period. So the first 5 years is solid. Then the next 5 years are negotiated on, depending on the first five go. And, you know, he gets paid off of sales performance and things of that nature. Again, you know, that kind of goes back, again, ownership. Yeezy didn't just let up. You know, Yeezy was with Nike. And they were trying to, like, twist and turn him and make him design all these things that he didn't want to design. So he went to an area, Adidas, that let him be as creative as the nigga wanted to be. The nigga sold socks and fucking sold out in like 3 minutes. And then that's what built up to his 10-year deal with Gap. So again, ownership. If he would have probably never signed with Adidas to have more creative direction, who would have even known if that Gap situation would have even happened? So definitely go after being, you know, making your own stuff, having creative direction, having say, having ownership, having things of that nature, investing inside of yourself. Any money you spend on yourself, you're never going to waste because you're using it for your own personal development. So always remember that. Never, never give in when you feel like, oh, well, I have nothing. Never make a decision. Never make a decision when you're desperate because it's probably never the right decision. I'll say that. Master P said that, so I'm going to say that. This is me talking to all of my younger fans, all of my everybody who follows me. Never make a decision if you're desperate because you're probably going to make the wrong one. So focus on ownership. Have a plan. Write a plan down. And you can too. You know, Kanye said it in 2015. He kind of manifested this. I wish I was head of directors over at Gap. You know what I'm saying? I see they got a lot of things going on. I can help out in a big way. Gap didn't see it at the time. He had to go to Adidas and Nike. He had to, you know, sell out of his Carlos shirts. I don't know if y'all remember his album, Pablo. He had the Pablo shirts. That's what I'm referring to. And he had to do a lot of work to get to the point where he was able to sign a 10-year deal. Do we know the value, the amount of it? Not right now, but it's Kanye. I mean, it's going to be a $1 billion deal. He's a billionaire now. I wouldn't expect anything different. And Gap is expecting $1 billion out of him annually. So imagine making $1 billion for 10 years straight. That's going to be a nice check. So that's the catch up. Kanye has now signed with Gap. So starting fall 2021, or I believe the first half of 2021, you will start seeing Kanye West, Yeezy apparel and Gap, and it will be affordable and it will be lit. And if you haven't bought a Gap stack yet, you probably should, because by the time this line comes out, they're going to flourish through the fucking building and they might go up to $300 again. Who knows? I don't know. I think so, because I know what Kanye West can do as a person. So I can only imagine the stocks that he's involved in are going to go soaring up to the sky. So 82 Seconds with Cudi Man, the podcast. You guys always rock out with me. Episode 7. I want to know your thoughts on Fab versus Jada. Maybe I was wrong. I want to know your thoughts on Will Smith and Jada. Again, maybe I was wrong. I just want to be a one-woman guy. I'm different. And then, of course, I want to know your thoughts on just, you know, Kanye signing his deal. Don't give me your thoughts on Kanye signing his deal, but everything he put into fruition to make this deal happen. He signed a 10-year deal with Gap. And in 2015, he said he wanted to work for Gap. So just when you know that situation and then you look at it now, it's like, well, wow, what do I think about that? Like, that's crazy. So let me know. Remember, ownership is the advice tip of the day. My billboard was completely done by me. The Genius move was completely done by me. Everything else that was done with Worldwide Tunes, which is on Spinrilla and Jersey Watch right now, was completely done by me. And if it was done by somebody else, it might have been a little less special because I don't know how they did it and it just wouldn't have been lit. So, and then you have somebody over, oh, I did this for you. So again, ownership, guys. Stay on that. It's another episode of 82 Seconds with Cuddy podcast. You guys are tapped in. No matter where you are, make sure you follow me on Instagram at the official Cuddy. And I want to know what you want for the advice tip next time. What do you guys want to learn about? I'm always trying to educate. I'm building an app right now. I just gave you guys an exclusive. I'm building an app. I can't tell you the name or anything. I can't tell you anything. But just know, new Cuddy TV app is going to be on the way. And then we have 3 more apps after that that we have to develop. So I thank you guys. Go stream Worldwide Tunes right now because it's the biggest mixtape of 2020. If you ain't heard it from anybody, you heard it from me. And thank you guys for listening. We're on episode 7. Season 1 of 82 Seconds with Cuddy is almost coming up to a wrap. We have 3 more episodes to go. So I want you guys to go back. Tell me your favorite episode. Tell me your favorite moment. Whatever you want it to be out of all 7 episodes. And I appreciate you guys for listening. I do this thing for y'all. I do it for myself. And I do it for my fans. So again, thank you guys for listening. 82 Seconds with Cuddy. And I'm gone.